What's up?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Al. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identified information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
Sorry, I was losing track where you were going there. I'm 41, so what would that be?
Okay. Let me check.
Whatever.
Okay. In manner, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think things in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal use, not the medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Oh, geez. I have tried it or use it.
How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
What was the second one? Once or twice, there?
Yeah, just never. Try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week,
probably,
or daily.
Maybe once or twice a year.
Okay, thank you very much. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form, like hash or hash oil? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Probably once or twice a year.
Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Maybe once a month.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. First one, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, I mean, in the context I think that the question is being asked, I'd strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Next one, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. To strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up. We're almost done. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. To strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. To strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We just have two more. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
And last one, parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. First, how often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Thank you so much. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Thank you. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that says most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day, or almost every day?
Maybe a few times a month.
Thank you. And how will you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, South Asian or Asian American? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? White?
White.
Thank you so much. As a token of our appreciation, the Spartan Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf, Climb 3 or Friends of the Library, Inver Glen Library, or the IGH, BESS Foundation.
The library.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, sir. Take care. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.